Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, December 16th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
UGI issues safety alert as carbon monoxide emergencies increase. UGI Utilities, Inc. is issuing a safety alert due to a rise in carbon monoxide emergencies. Customers are urged to be aware of CO poisoning symptoms and take precautions to prevent exposure. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers and is a natural gas and electric utility company. For more information, visit their website at www.ugi.com. Naturally Amish, SMEV secures supply of 20,000 cattle per year for wholesale and direct-to-consumer sales. Naturally Amish, in partnership with Simulated Environment Concepts, secures a reserve of 20,000 cattle annually for direct-to-consumer and wholesale sales. With a focus on quality and sustainability, each cow is raised ethically to meet the growing demand for high-quality livestock. This commitment, valued at over $70 million in revenue per year, aims for a minimum profit margin of 10%, generating an anticipated $7 million annual profit. By attaining Beef Quality Assurance certification and seeking USDA-certified meat processing facilities, Naturally Amish is positioned as a trusted source of quality beef products. This achievement is particularly significant amidst concerning statistics released by the USDA regarding the American beef industry, with a decline in family farms and consumer demand on the rise. CEO Noah Wagler is actively expanding Naturally Amish beef into the wholesale market, offering quality beef products to restaurants, grocery stores, and chains. EU records 4% uptick in renewables generation in Q3. Renewable energy generation in the European Union increased to 49.3% of net electricity in the third quarter of 2025, up from 47.5% last year. This 4% uptick highlights the bloc's ongoing energy transition. The rise of renewables also benefits companies like Greenwave Technology Solutions, Inc., NASDAQ GWA, by providing access to clean energy sources. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on green economy companies, offers a range of communication solutions to help businesses reach investors, influencers, and consumers effectively. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
China to block substandard EV exports. Starting in 2026, China is set to block substandard electric vehicle exports starting in 2026 to restore confidence in Chinese cars sold overseas. Concerns about quality and accountability have led to this decision. This move will level the playing field for companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, in terms of quality. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.